All right. Good morning. I call this meeting to order at 9:05 a.m. on November 21st, 2016. We'll move into item number two, roll call.
All right. Senator Berrigan?
Present.
Senator Chu?
Absent, excused.
Senator Eschenbaugh?
Present.
Senator Jackson?
Tardy, excused.
Senator Jacoby?
Present.
And Senator Kohler?
Present.
And intern Velasquez? Intern Martinez? Intern Moreno Montes?
Present.
Intern Felicia?
Felicia?
Oh, okay. intern Dahlman? And intern Maul?
Here.
Awesome. We will move into public comment period. Is there anyone from the public wishing to speak? Seeing none, we will go to the report from Director of Legislative Affairs, Veronica Charles.
Hello. So right now, the department's just focusing on policies. We have 13 different BDRs, which are bill draft requests that come out of the Nevada State Legislature. They have a deadline to publish by December 15th. The ones that have already been published we're interested in looking at, but they are private from the senators that have submitted those, so we actually cannot access them until December 15th when they become public record, sadly. So right now we are working with President Boone and Vice President Springmeier on a piece of legislation that we would like to pass through the legislature. You guys will have more information on it as it digresses.
Is there anything that our committee can do to help, or do we just wait until?
Right now, nothing. When there is more information on it, when the legislation is a little bit further down the road, we will definitely be reaching out to the committee to draft some pieces of legislation for the student body.
Perfect. Thank you. Please let the record show that Senator Jackson arrived at 9:07. So we'll go into old business, the luncheon. I made up a little Word document on my computer so we can talk about hits, misses, and solutions to put in our legacy binder. So if anyone has any ideas to start that off, go ahead and take them. Things that you like, didn't like, or things that we can do better for next year if you have any ideas. I'll start. Senator Blair said that having the flag retirement ceremony in the middle was kind of a little bit confusing, and having it at the beginning or end would make more sense. Is that agreeable, Senator Jacoby?
Yeah, I think the end, just because you don't have to worry about that transition of people going back and forth in the blind end. It like makes our job easier.
But in general, do you think that the having the flag retirement ceremony on the same day was...
Definitely, yeah. Okay. But either before or after we needed it. Mm-hmm.
Another thing was... Oh, yeah. Discussing the space for the event... When the flag retirement ceremony was over, it was pretty packed, and so we could come up with a different location, or do you think the flag retirement ceremony would kind of disperse people in a good order? So after the flag retirement ceremony, there weren't enough tables for everyone to sit, and it was packed in that area. Dr. Charles?
We could just have it catered, and then we can move it up to the ballrooms if we needed a bigger location. If we're thinking about population growth, though, then we should probably do it beforehand, because more veterans seem to show up for the flag-burning ceremony than they had before the food was there. So if we did the flag-burning ceremony beforehand and then everybody just went up to the ballrooms or another bigger venue to eat after the ceremony...
Is there anyone else that has a suggestion? Senator Jacoby.
I definitely think keeping the POW table and having that at every luncheon was a good idea.
You got a lot of compliments.
Mm-hmm.
That it was there. And we thought it was good. Okay, good.
Yes.
I like the table idea too. I think we should keep it. But I think we should give more space because I know the chair got knocked down.
Mm-hmm. Senator Jordan was also there toward the end, and he said that he really enjoyed the banner, and he thought it looked professional. And then also having President Johnson speak, but not for too long, like people were engaged, and then it didn't go on forever. So that's good. Senator Jacoby?
I know finding the banner from last year was a bit of a hassle, so maybe storing this year's banner. Or does the Veterans Services have it?
Yeah, so we had, since there was that issue last year, we just had them take it right away.
Okay.
So they have it already. And then we wouldn't lose it or anything. Dr. Beatty, do you have any hits, misses, or solutions for the future years? Dr. B.
Yeah, maybe get the banner made earlier, just in case something happens and you don't have a heart attack on a Friday night. But I think everything went really well. It was a big turnout. Everyone seemed really happy. Maybe see if we could get more senators there to interact with that. That's probably their favorite part. The student government's asking them about what their experience is there and what could be different. Maybe have either an open discussion, I don't know how that would go, or even a suggestion box where vets could make suggestions on what student government might do to help them.
All right. Are there any more comments? Seeing none, we will move into new business, so introducing the interns. I know we've kind of done this. Has anyone not? Have you all introduced yourselves? No, you didn't. Okay. Just want to make sure we get that done. And then B for policies. So as Director Charles said, the legislative sessions, BDRs won't be publicly available until December 15th. So we'll kind of be waiting for that, and then we'll jump into that, but that, I guess, won't happen for another two or three, probably two-ish weeks. Yeah, Senator Jackson?
Through the speaker to Director Charles, are you guys planning on ASUN submitting their own BDR and working with the legislator on an own, like our own piece of legislation that we want to push through?
Yes.
Senator Jackson?
Can I ask what that is?
We have two different pieces in mind. One is what we're working with the Board of Regents are for AB 579, which is the admission of registered sex offenders to Nevada System of Higher Education. The second one is still being newly worked on, so we don't really have much to report on that yet, but you can see me afterwards.
All right, moving into item 8, public comment. Is there anyone from the public wishing to speak at this time? Seeing none, I adjourn this meeting at 9:14.